Service safe.
Well, hello, Buzzkillers. It's Thursday. It's time for a mini-myth, and this is a great one again. It's a great story, a great, great story. It affirms the idea of gentlemanly conduct between officers of opposing armies. What's the story, you ask? Well, here it is. After his surrender in the parlor of the house of Wilmer McLean in the town of Appomattox Courthouse, that's actually the name of the hamlet, by the way, Buzzkillers, quote, Appomattox Courthouse. Name of the town, not the courthouse. In April 1865, Confederate General Robert E. Lee offered his sword, right, his ceremonial sword that he carried around in his dress uniform, to Union General Ulysses S. Grant. Now Grant, in a gesture of, you know, reconciliation and honor between two officers of formerly opposing armies, refused to accept it. That's the story anyway. And it would fit nicely later on with other stories of reconciliation and forgiveness between the blue and the gray. So it got repeated over and over and over again. Alas, Buzzkillers, it didn't happen. Despite romantic press accounts that spread after the war, Lee never offered his sword to Grant. And Grant, obviously, couldn't refuse it or return it. Right? It just didn't happen. In his memoirs, Grant wrote, quote, "The much talked of surrendering of Lee's sword and my handing it back, this and much more that's been said about, is the purest romance." But as you know, Buzzkillers, romantic historical stories make the best myths, and this is a great one. Talk to you next week.